Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Isaiah Coulter. Isaiah just finished his junior season as a top wide receiver for the Rhode Island football team and is one of the top juniors in the upcoming draft. Isaiah, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I think what's interesting, I think we start here, Isaiah, is you declared early. What went into that decision to decide to leave school early to enter the NFL draft?
Just feeling confident with the way I play, the way I approach the game. I felt like I was just ahead of what like where I was at. I felt like I could bring. I could bring a playing style and just an attitude to an NFL team and help win games for an NFL team. And I just felt like I was ready just mentally and physically.
And Isaiah, the draft is a month away. Can you talk a little bit about the draft process? What has that been like for you and who's been helping you along this journey?
It's been kind of slow right now just because I'm waiting on my pro day, and then after that I'll start getting into other things, stuff like that, like little meetings and stuff. But right now who's helping me, I would say just my mom, my dad, and my agent.
Isaiah, talking about the idea of being draft eligible, the agency process is such a big part of things. What was that experience like for you?
Picking an agent, it was, I feel like it wasn't that hard for me just cause I know what I was looking for and who I wanted to help me throughout this process. So I just, found a guy that was genuine and was honest with me from the jump. And, that's just who I went with.
And Isaiah, it's every, child's, dream to, go to the combine. You ran a 4.45 second 40-yard dash, which is very impressive. Can you just share the experience of what it was like participating at the NFL Combine?
It was amazing. Just from start to finish, just seeing some of the legends there, talking to us, giving us some knowledge from just being there and seeing the stadium. And then on Thursday when we worked out, just competing and just giving it your best, knowing that all the scouts was watching and it could change your life for the better. So I just took it and ran with it. Just coming in, I knew it was gonna be a big stage, and I just wanted to go out there and just show everybody what I was working on.
In terms of that. Leading up to it, we only see the times like exceptional 40-yard dash time for you as well as the other areas. We thought you really excelled. Was it what you expected based off of how you'd been training? What were your overall thoughts on your performance?
I thought I did well. I felt like I caught the ball well. I ran good routes, and of course my 40 time was good as well. So just going in, that's pretty much all I wanted to prove, that I could run the fast time, and I could get in and out my breaks as well.
And Isaiah, let's switch and let's talk about the season. You finished your junior season with 8 touchdown passes, over 1,000 receiving yards. What do you think really allowed you to had that level of success this past season?
I would say the off season, just staying up at school, working with the quarterback, working out with the other receivers on my team, building that chemistry with those guys, and just the mindset, coming in, just wanting to do big things, and just staying focused throughout the long season. I would say those are some of the key points that helped me.
Specifically, though, how did your training process in the offseason change over your collegiate career?
I would say just doing different things. Just as you learn more stuff and see things. This past summer, I was in the sand more, just working on like cuts and just getting around cones and explosion drills. I got in the pool sometimes for like cardio. Like when I first got there, I would just go to the field, lift, just do the basic stuff. And I also was on the jug machine a lot too, just catching passes, getting repetition in. So I would say it just improved just for me getting older and learning more things that I could do to improve my game.
And Isaiah, it's everyone's dream to get that first touchdown pass, especially getting it, your freshman season. That was something that you accomplished. What was the moment like when you got the 56-yard touchdown pass against Central Michigan?
It was great because we were losing too. I think we were down by like 7 or something, 14. And it was kind of like a spark that we needed. It happened at the right time. And just it was my first game, so I was just ready to do something. Like I just wanted to make a play. So when it happened, it was good. It was crazy. I was happy.
In terms of your career, it's really interesting. You got to play with Aaron Parker. What was that like throughout your career?
That was great. That's family. That's my brother. Just being on the opposite side of him and watching him go to work. I fed off of him a lot. We pushed each other on and off the field. And it's something I won't take for granted because it doesn't happen a lot. So I'm grateful for it. It's my guy.
And being able to get along with your fellow teammates is very important and can help a team succeed. But how important was it for you to have a strong relationship with your quarterback and the other offensive players?
I feel like just it's very important for the just the whole offense to click because I feel like once you get in game situations, you know that you can rely on this person to get their job done, and it makes it easier for you to go out there and do what you got to do. And it's also fun just going out there competing with the guys you know got your back every week and trying to get dubs. So it was cool. I think it's very important.
And for you, Isaiah, what was your favorite memory from your collegiate career?
I would probably say the VTech game. Just the atmosphere, the crowd was very big, and I just wanted to go out there and have a good game. So I felt like that was a big game. That was a good moment for me.
And Isaiah, let's go back to those high school days. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career and what went into your decision to enroll at Rhode Island?
So I started out, I was at Wild Lake High School in Columbia for a little while, and then I transferred to Gwynn Park in Prince George's County, and had a good career there. And then Rhode Island came my junior year. That was one of my first offers, and I got a couple more along the way, but they just was there throughout, like from the start to finish, and it was like a family. It was very family cultured. I knew everybody up there just from being up there for Aaron. Like I seen a couple of his games his freshman year, and that was just somewhere I wanted to be. So I just made the jump, and yeah, that's what happened. That's kind of how I got there.
And when talking to Aaron, what was it about what he said that you're like, all right, I have to go to this program? And then on top of that, when you were there, what was the football culture like at URI?
He kind of just, he didn't really pressure me. He let me make my own decision. He told me that it's a great, you're going to have a great time here. You're going to enjoy the football program. You're going to be playing beside me. So, don't get no better than that. But, I would say the culture there, it was a good culture, brotherhood. We all hung out after the games, off season. Just going to the beaches, things like that. So I would say it was a good culture, good environment. We were all close for the most part.
And Isaiah, what role do you see yourself playing at the next level?
I want to just go in there, work hard, earn a spot, and I feel like I can contribute. I feel like I can make plays, and I don't really got too many goals right now. I'm just trying to get my foot in the door, but I feel like I can compete with any of those guys up there. So I just want to just prove myself and just work hard and just let my play do the talk from there.
Isaiah, at URI last season, was there one underclassman, freshman or sophomore, that really stood out to you? A player who hasn't gotten that media attention yet, but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
I would say the corner I played against VTech, I thought he was real solid. He was number 3. I'm not really sure what his name was, but he was a real good player. And I think he'll open up a lot of eyes next year.
And Isaiah, when we look at the wide receivers in this upcoming draft class, a lot of talent is there. What makes you different than other prospects at your position?
I would say just coming from a smaller school, just having that mindset, that chip on my shoulder, that I came from a smaller school, didn't have a lot of attention, just getting it out of the mud. I feel like I got that factor with me that I bring to the table that I feel like is important, and it gets me going, and I feel like it's a big part of why I'm here now, just coming from that smaller school and being doubted, and it's a tougher road.
Isaiah, now in terms of yourself off the field, what would you want people to know about who they're going to get in the locker room and as a player not on the field?
I would say off the field that I'm a fun guy. I joke with all my teammates. I can dance a little bit. And I'm at, like, other than that, I would say I'm just like laid back. I don't really do too much. Play video games with my friends and stuff like that. But they'll get a reserve guy sometimes, but other times I could get out of my comfort zone and laugh a little bit, joke a little bit. So.
And Isaiah, I think you just answered that question. But is there something that you like to do with your teammates when you're not playing football, like play Madden or 2K or?
Yeah, Madden, 2K. Rhode Island, there were like beaches, so we would go to the beach and things like that.
Isaiah, now draft's a little not too far away. Has it kind of sunk in that you have a chance to be signing an NFL contract? And what would be the first thing you'd want to do with the signing bonus?
It hasn't sunk in yet, but I'm definitely getting ready for it. I'm just training and knowing that it's coming. Each day is getting closer and closer, and I haven't even thought about what I would do with it, but I'd probably just look at like my bank account.
And Isaiah, a hypothetical question I like to ask every athlete we interview is, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Probably Randy Moss. I would say, yeah, Randy Moss. I just feel like he's just the GOAT. Like, I know Jerry Rice is a GOAT too, but that's a guy that I really like growing up. I always just watch his highlights and watch him jump over everybody and stuff like that. So definitely I would like to be trained by him if I had to pick a person.
Good choice. And for our last question, Isaiah, if you could give one piece of advice to a rising high school football player, what would it be?
I would say just keep your head down, work hard. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs throughout the process. I would just say, just find you like a good group of friends that you can lean on and talk to about different little things that you might go through, and just work hard. I feel like if you're working hard and you got a good mindset, I feel like you can do anything you put your mind to.
We appreciate your time, Isaiah, and best of luck the rest of the pre-draft process. We're rooting for you on draft day.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.